Welcome to worship here at First United Methodist Church. My name is Katie, and I'm one of the pastors here on staff. And we are so excited that you have joined us for worship. Whether you are a member and you're here faithfully every Sunday or you're visiting, we are so glad that you chose to come and worship with us. I have here one of my friends. I'm going to let him introduce himself to you. Anderson, take it away.
All right, so I don't have this up.
Wait until it's on. Talk loud.
So, yes, my name is Anderson Scoggin. I'm going into the seventh grade, and I will be going to school at the Clinton School District.
All right, so this is my friend Anderson, and we are going to give you today's announcements. So you may notice that things are a little different than a normal Sunday here, and that's because today is Youth Sunday. We have spent all week as a youth group hanging out, playing, having fun, and fellowshipping before they go back to school, which I know you guys are looking forward to, right?
Sure.
Okay. Before they go back to school, we wanted to give them one last week of fun. And what better way to end a week of fun than coming together and worshiping as a family of God together? So things are going to look a little different than you're used to, but that's okay because we got this. So Anderson, you're going to give us the first announcement for the day, so take it away.
All right, so Wednesday night start back on August 10th with, hold on, new studies and the same supper, that we all love. The gym opens at 5 p.m. on Wednesday, and supper starts being served on 5:15, a little specific, but we are all excited to be back in just a week and a half. Be on the lookout soon for our fall 2022 small group booklets with all of our small group opportunities and special events this semester.
That's right. So next week, you can be on the lookout for handouts and booklets. We are so excited to offer you a lot of great studies, not only on Wednesday nights, but on other nights of the week, and including some daytimes. Next Sunday is also an important Sunday in the life of our church, particularly for our kids and our youth. Next Sunday is Promotion Sunday, Communion Sunday, and the blessing of the backpacks. So I don't know about you, but I really need prayer when I step into a new season. And we have a group of people who are stepping into a new season next week. We have students who are going back to school after having a summer off. We have teachers that are stepping back into the classroom to do the holy work of pouring into our students. And our students and teachers alike need prayer. So we're inviting everyone from babies who go on to daycare to teachers and professors to bring whatever bag it is that they take to work next week. And we're going to come together as a family and pray over them because they need our prayers. We have teachers in this room who need your prayers. We have students that you will get to see who are desperately in need of your prayers. So we hope you'll join us next week for Promotion Sunday as we step into new classes for our kids ministry and as we pray and prepare before we enter into a new school year that next day. It is now my pleasure to invite someone you may know, but if you don't, I'll give him an introduction. His name is the Right Reverend Dr. Ricky James, and he is going to come up and give an announcement. He's our senior pastor here, and he's going to take it away.
Yeah, good deal. Thanks, Katie. Appreciate it. Just wanted to make a brief announcement on behalf of our United Methodist Men, and particularly our president of the Methodist Men, Hans Horn, and that's to share with you some scholarships that we awarded that we gave the checks out in the 9 o'clock service, but one of this congregation as well to hear. So the United Methodist Men's Scholarship supports students who are preparing to further their education in whatever field that God has called them to work into. And your generosity through your donations, your support, and the purchase of pulled pork plates last week helped to support these scholarships. Every year, the Methodist Men strive to give out one scholarship to a deserving student. Because of your generosity, this year they're able to give out three scholarships for students. And so, although they already know this, we're going to embarrass them one more time to let them stand so you can see them and render your gratitude to them. So the first recipient of one of our Methodist Men's Scholarships this year is Abby Edwards. Abby, stand up. Hey, Abby. Abby is a daughter. Abby is the daughter of Tom and Jamie Edwards, and she will be attending Mississippi State University, majoring in psychology. So come back and help us figure out what's wrong with us, all right? And she plans to be a counselor or therapist and wants to help others understand how the brain works and how to better themselves in the variety of situations. So Abby, we are so, so excited for you, and we'll be praying for you as you continue your studies. The second recipient of a Methodist Men's Scholarship is Celia Pennington. Celia? Where's Celia? Celia in the way back. Celia Pennington. Celia is the daughter of Jonathan and Amanda Pennington. She'll be attending Hines Community College this fall, majoring in forestry conservation. She plans to be a park ranger and believes the conservation of our national parks will lead to the betterment of future generations. In the first service, I leaned over to Katie and said, I want to be a park ranger. Like, that's what I want to do. Like, that's an awesome job. So, Celia, we're excited for you and praying for you. Congratulations. Our third recipient is not able to be with us today, but it is Coralie Henderson, the daughter of Tom and Tommy Henderson. Coralie is going back to school after having a life-changing experience in which she was called to donate a kidney to someone in need. And through that process of seeing a life transformed through the saving work of the surgeons and doctors, she felt a call to go back to school for medicine. And so she will be attending the University of Mississippi Medical Center with a goal of becoming a transplant surgeon. And so we are excited for her and praying for her. And she's also one of our recipients of a scholarship as well. One last thing. We haven't done this, but I'm going to embarrass Abby again. Abby, stand up. Abby got another scholarship from the United Methodist Foundation. The United Methodist Foundation is a foundation. Aaron Hicks's dad, Mike, led that foundation for many years. They are an investment arm of our conference and our church that helps to support and further the education of students at all levels, from college to graduate school to seminary. So Abby received a foundation scholarship as well for her studies. And so congratulations again, and good job, parents. Let's give a round of applause to all of our parents and the support they give to our students. All right, so for the moment, I'm out of money, so I'm going to sit down before I award anything else. But thank you again for your generous support of the Methodist Men, their fundraisers, and their ability to give scholarships in your name. So thank you.
Thanks, Ricky. All right, as we enter into worship, Anderson is going to pray for us, and then our band's going to take it away.
All right. God, we pray that you would be in this place as we worship you today. Open our eyes and ears to hear what you have to teach us through everyone who leads us in worship today. It's in your name we pray.
Amen.
There is always hope. is strong and mighty. Freedom is in his name. So open the gates of heaven. Lift up a shout of praise. There is a lion roaring. Jesus, the King of glory. There is a lion roaring. Jesus, the King of glory.
Awesome. Well, you guys can have a seat. Now it comes time where we get to hang out with some of my favorite, our kids. So any kids in the room, feel free to come up, and we're going to have some time that is just for you. But our students are going to join in. So students, let the kids sit first, and then you guys fill in around them. Brooke, will you hand me a handheld? Thank you, thank you. Well, good morning, my friends. Good morning. It is so good to see you. Are you ready to go back to school?
No.
Okay, no, but yes. I hear some yeses over here and no's over here. Okay, so we have some old people sitting with you today, right? Like behind you, beside you?
I think you know that.
You know that. Okay, well, you're ready to go back to school. So, have you ever had a question that you wanted to ask someone who was in youth? Oh, yeah? All right. I'm going to let you speak into the mic. This is your chance because you have all these students that you get to ask. So, Harrison, speak loud into the mic, okay, so that everyone in the back can hear you.
What's 2 plus 2?
Layton, I'm going to test you. What's 2 plus 2? 4. All right. You got a tri-county, right?
Yeah, but I can learn math.
Okay. All right. Any other questions? You can ask them anything. It can be about school. It can be about being in youth. It can be about video games, yes.
Why didn't you tell me?
It slipped my mind. But you remembered anyway. Kitty Cat, do you have any questions that you want to ask anyone up here? Do you read the Bible? Okay, I see some yeses. Do you want to add anything? I'm going to give you the mic if you want it. Just raise your hand. Do you want to add, do they read the Bible at school?
No. We have a Bible class at Tri-County.
All right, Layton, say it louder.
We do have a Bible class at Tri-County that we take every year.
So some of them read the Bible at school and some of them don't. I'm going to go over here to Maddie.
We have chapel at our school, at CCA.
Okay, so some of them have chapel. Sophie?
I just, like, read it in, like, my free time sometimes.
Okay, okay.
Our school doesn't provide that.
So you make it a priority to read your Bible, even though your school does not require it. That is good to know. All right, do you have any questions about youth group? Are you excited to one day be in youth?
No.
No?
No.
Kayla? We're going to work on that. So I have a couple of questions that I am going to ask you. That I think Henry asked me one day. So I'm going to ask you what Henry asked me. So in youth, we have a lot of sodas. Oh, so now you're excited to be in youth? Okay. So, what's your favorite soda to drink in youth? Raise your hand, and I'll give you the mic.
Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper. Can confirm.
Mountain Dew.
All right.
Mountain Dew.
All right, we got two for Mountain Dew. Are you going to add anything different? Is this going to be a Dr. Pepper or Mountain Dew?
Dr. Pepper.
Okay. Raise your hand if your favorite's Dr. Pepper. Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
Okay. There's also Sprite. You're not wrong. Okay, so that was a question Henry had. Do any of y'all have any other questions like that? Like what their day looks like? Maybe their favorite thing that they do at youth? Yeah. Like, eat. Play Sprout Ball? Okay, so I'm going to, okay, what is your favorite thing to do at youth group on a normal Sunday night?
Play games.
What game is your favorite?
Sprout Ball.
Brooke?
I like playing Nine Square.
Okay. Nine Square.
I like the state game. And werewolf.
State game and werewolf. State game gets a little violent.
Werewolf.
It is a game that you'll learn when you're in youth. You're looking forward to it now. Mm-hmm.
I like to sing.
You like to sing. Yeah, because God has given you that gift, right? Yeah. Okay, so I know that it's going to be a while before you guys get into youth group, but we wanted to give you a taste of what it's like, an example of what it's like. So these are the people that you get to ask questions. Guess what? You can ask them anytime you want. It doesn't just have to be this morning during kids' moments. Do it after. So they are here for you. And one day, you are going to be in their positions here on the stage, getting to talk with kids just like you, getting to lead in worship just like they are today. So, we're going to pray together. So, I need you to close your eyes, bow your heads, and repeat after me. Dear God, thank you so much for loving us and giving us our church and the family of believers around us. Thank you for a good kids ministry and a fun youth ministry that we get to hang out in. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, my friends, you can go back to your seat. Good job. Good questions. Even the 2+2.
Well, friends, all during the service today, you're seeing our youth participate in leadership and in so many different ways. And as we come now to our time of offering, the band's going to lead us again in another time of worship. But you have the opportunity to worship through giving. But I want to let you know a couple things to make sure you're aware of. Near your seat somewhere is a bulletin. And in that bulletin is a place for you to tear that card out. Make a joyful noise. That's the sound of you being here. And on this card, you can let us know that you're here. But there are two other really important things. There's a place for you to list prayer concerns. We'd love to be in prayer with you and for you this week. And so take some time to fill that out here. And also you'll notice there's a place for you to ask a question. Coming up in August, we're doing a sermon series called I've Got Questions, where you're going to help write the sermon series by asking those questions, which you maybe have always wanted to know the answer to. Could be anything. Could be something as important as which person on staff is the fastest runner, right? That's a good piece of information. Or it could be something easy like explain the Trinity, okay? So whatever question you have, theological, scriptural, even if you think you should know the answer already, somebody out there is with you and wants to know that answer. So you're going to help us write that sermon series. So put that question on that card. And in just a few minutes, our youth are going to take up the offering during the next song. And all that you've filled out, you can place that card in the basket along with your gifts. And, you know, sometimes we might struggle to connect our giving to what's happening in the church. Because, you know, our giving supports things like the lights and the air and all the stuff that helps this facility. But I hope today you see a tangible expression of what your giving does. Because it helps to invest in the lives of these students, that they may grow in their faith, that they may grow in their walk with Jesus, and that they may take their relationship with Jesus with them into their school, onto the practice fields, into show choir, into the classrooms, so that other students in Clinton and around this county can see in them God. And so your giving today makes that possible. So as you offer your prayers, as you offer your presence, and as you offer your gifts, this is a time of worship and a time of returning to God a portion of what He's given to us. So let's worship through giving.
Treasures that fade, I never. for this time you have given us today to worship you together in your house. Please speak through these students that are about to come up and share some words with us. Thank you for every opportunity you've given us, and thank you for your love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Y'all give it up for our youth band. So while they clear the stage and prep, I'm going to give you some fair warning of what is about to happen. When we started planning Youth Sunday, we really we toyed with the idea of having a youth give a sermon, but I don't know about you. I graduated from high school 10 years ago today, and the world has completely changed since I was in high school. So I figured it would do all of us some good to hear about what it's like to actually be a teenager, to be a student in 2022. So we're going to have a panel, and we're going to hear from them. But as we get started, why don't we go ahead? You guys are going to introduce yourselves, say what grade you're in, where you go to school, and tell the congregation something that you like to do for fun.
My name is James Farr. I'm in 10th grade at Clinton High School, and I like to play football.
My name is Leighton Horn. I attend Tri-County Academy, and I like to hunt, fish, and play football.
And you're a senior.
And I'm a senior.
Awesome. Well,
I'm Ricky James. I'm in the 32nd grade. Hattiesburg High, go Tigers. Guys, I am just grateful for y'all. Grateful for y'all coming and being a part of this. I'm grateful for all your friends who have been part of this. So, one question, just to kind of invite you to dream a little bit, think outside what you normally get to do. And that's if I gave each of you $10,000, which I'm not going to do, by the way. I don't want you to get your hopes up. But if I gave you $10,000, what would you do with that money?
I would buy Lululemon, and then I would take the rest of college.
At least she's honest.
I would buy a truck.
I would probably buy a bass boat.
I think I would save most money for college.
But you'd take me for coffee, though, right? Maybe one drink. That's better than some. Okay, so now that we've laughed, I have a more serious question for you. Are you ready? So there's this little thing that we have as a society collectively experienced. And it's called COVID-19. And it was really hard. Like, it was hard for all of us. But I want to know what it was like for you guys.
I feel like it made us more dependent on technology than we were before. Like, we switched from going to school every day in person and to church every day. And then everything was moved to Zoom and everything online.
Okay.
I'd say you don't realize how many opportunities you can miss because the church closed down for multiple months and you didn't go to church and you didn't learn nothing about Jesus unless you studied yourself.
Before, I kind of took like advantage of some stuff, like time with everybody, but while I was in quarantine and stuff, I regretted it because I didn't get to see anybody.
I'd say it really opened your eyes to some things that you take for granted a lot of times. Something you don't think about being just you find things that you can't do it every day that you used to all the time.
I feel like we had to mature faster because for
growing up, you're just like, oh, I'm about to get into school, like this is everything, but then everything just came crashing at you all at once, and you couldn't exactly make new friends, and it just took a while for everyone. It just took so much, and I feel like everyone just had to mature faster and just grow up quicker than normal.
Is there, whatever kind of after COVID looks like, we know that there's going to be things that are kind of changed forever. What's something that you've noticed at school, for instance? I know you've been back last year and you're going into another school year. Is there anything that changed among your friends at school? Anything you do differently now after COVID?
I would say everything has moved to technology. Like paper is, what is it? And so
no paper.
It's just hard learning for some people because it's easier for them to learn on paper and they don't offer it all the time.
And then everyone's become so much more cautious than you were before, so it's fear factor.
Did you say fear factor? Some of y'all will remember a show called Fear Factor. It was not in the 80s, Layton.
So following up on that fear, something that Katie and I have talked a lot about and that I've noticed just from conversations with y'all is that y'all are more open than kind of my generation when I was in youth group, more open to talk about mental health, to talk about what's bothering you, to talk about your fears and your challenges rather than kind of put up the, hey, everything's perfect kind of front. And I'm curious, kind of through social media, through how you communicate with each other, how do you talk to each other about what's going on inside and what you're facing and challenges?
I mean, you get that good group of friends that you can talk to anything about them and they always help you with it. And that helps me a lot.
Just having, like, a close group that, like, you've shared everything with, like, your whole life with, that really helps instead of telling, like, random people.
And then if you talk to someone that's going through on the same thing as you, it makes it easier to cope and get through it.
So, like, with, like, social media, you kind of get to talk to people that you wouldn't always be able to talk to. You get to connect with them and just be able to talk to them about whatever you're going through.
Just being able to talk to your friends and family that you're really close to, it helps just like let everything out. And like sometimes it doesn't even have to be like your closest friend in the world. Like they could be going through the same thing as you and you just like, and then y'all like totally bond over that. Like I feel like that helps a lot with it.
One follow-up, I'm curious, and this is the audience interacting. Chubb, what year did you graduate Clinton? 1961. Okay, did you ever pass a note in class?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm curious, how do you communicate to each other? What's your social media, passing notes in class, what are the ways that you talk to each other during the day?
I normally either Snapchat and or text.
All right.
I use Snapchat or text messages, or I go on my computer and I email my friends.
Yeah?
I usually just message or I'll lip talk to them.
Like face-to-face, actually talk to them?
Across the room,
okay, all right.
Do you ever FaceTime them? Is that like, oh, yeah.
Sometimes, you know, I'll write a little note and attach it to a dove and let it just fly off.
Very traditional, I like it.
I use Snapchat or text, and then I guess Instagram.
Awesome.
So earlier when you were talking about mental health, that's not something that my generation was super into talking about at church. That was a brand new thing. But my hope and my prayer for our youth group is that you're comfortable enough to bring those kinds of issues to your youth group family. Which kind of leads me to my next question. So I want you to look out and look at all the people here, including other students and youth, but some parents and other people who support our youth group. Now, for you as an individual, what are ways that the people that you're looking at right now can support you?
A big thing for me is prayer. Like, when I know someone else is praying for me and cares enough to, like, go out of their way to pray for me and my problem.
Praying for me.
I would say if you have a kid at home that doesn't do anything, send him to youth on Sunday nights. It will not hurt him or her. It's fun. They'll learn something rather than being on a phone.
I'd say that just making sure that we know that you know that, or we know that you care about us is probably the biggest thing. Just having that and that support system, big thing.
Someone just talking to us, like, it doesn't even have to be, like, this huge conversation, just, like, stopping us and saying, hey, like, I just wanted to say hi, something like that.
Yeah. This isn't something you guys just said, it's something that one of you said earlier in the week. You really like when people maybe even talk to you outside of church. Like, that was a big thing for you guys. So is there any way that they could support you outside of the church?
If you ever see any of us outside, say hey, start a conversation. I mean, just talk. It don't hurt.
I really like whenever we do, like, get together to kind of, like, go to somebody's house and have a party or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when you go home and pray, like, or pray for you outside of church, because it kind of means more to know that you thought about us outside of church.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I thought, Maddie, you were about to say something. That's okay. All right. Well, I'm going to ask you a question then. You can start this next question. So not individually, but as a youth group, this is your chance to ask for anything to this group who supports you and loves you. And how can we as a church support you as a youth group? What are some things that we could do as a church family that would support you as a whole group?
I guess by going on trips with us, like, we go on a lot of trips every year, and we don't always have, like, a lot of chaperones, and we are a youth group, so we are, like, you know, like, we're a little wild, and we do some crazy things, and we do some crazy things to Katie a lot of the time, and I feel really sorry for her, but we do need some more chaperones to come and help us out, and it's just a lot easier and a lot more smooth whenever we have more people to come.
I did not tell her to say that. Also,
I don't feel bad.
We know.
Just, like, serving your time. Like, we need more people to cook dinners. Yeah.
Probably just showing up to our Sunday nights. Just helping out, just saying hey to somebody. I mean, you never know who you might inspire.
One thing I'd say is we need more donations because we went to Big Stuff this year, and it cost a lot of money, and I don't think we'll be able to go next year. And I missed it this year, and I'm pretty bad at myself, so I kind of want to go next year. That would be really nice. Thank you all.
With your help of $1 each day.
I would say just giving your time to us would help.
All right. Those are some great options. So you can show up and cook or bring a meal. You can ride on a bus with 40 or 50 of your closest friends.
I'll buy you coffee.
And then also your donations. So those are some great ways to think through that.
You get a lot of sleep on those youth trips, by the way. A lot.
Don't believe him. Do not believe him.
One question that we didn't get to in our earlier service, so you may have forgotten this. But I'm curious, because all of you are very involved here in youth, and you have a lot of friends in youth, and a lot of friends that go to other churches, and that's wonderful. Do you have conversations or relationships in school with folks that aren't involved in church, whether they are or not a Christian, or not plugged in or not plugged in? I'm just curious kind of those relationships and how you talk to them about what's important to you.
Okay, so some kids at my school, they know who God is, but they don't really believe in them. But, like, I'll talk to them some about it, and, like, they seem to understand and stuff. But I can't just tell them, like, everything, or else they wouldn't understand some things that we talk about, because they're not full-on believers. Like, they don't go to church or anything. They just know who he is.
Kind of saying what she said about they know who God is, but they don't fully understand because they don't go to church, and maybe their parents don't go to church, and that's why they don't. They don't say that it's not real, but they just don't know what is real.
Some of my friends are not believers, but I'm always open to, like, talk to them about it, and they understand where I'm coming from, and they aren't going to judge me for it, and just knowing that makes me feel a lot better about talking to them about it, because I can see a different perspective from, like, their point of view, and then they'll talk to me about what they go through, so we just talk about it together, and it's just easy to talk to them about it.
Okay, anything else that you want to tell us about what it's like being a 7th grader, 9th grader, 10th grader, 11th grader, and 12th grader? Anything you want to say to them? Now is your chance. You have microphones. That means power.
Katie will bite you if she gets mad, so watch out.
They're not wrong.
Oh, we want Katie and Ricky to hug it out.
Yep. Come on.
I don't.
Because they're always fighting.
Don't bite.
Like brother and sister.
We fight like brother and sister. We don't actually fight.
Sister, the sister I never knew I needed.
A brother that I already had.
We'd love to see some of y'all come to our youth trips. I know some of y'all might be a little hesitant about it because it's something just out there, but it is crazy, but I promise you, at the end of the day, you will have a lot of fun.
We only prank Katie, by the way, so you won't have to worry about that.
True.
She just gets the worst one.
On that note.
All right. Well, guys, I said this before, and I really, really do mean it. I know it takes a big step of courage to get in front of people that you know, people you don't know, and people that you love, and people who love you. So thank you for being vulnerable, being honest, and talking both in this service and in the first service as well. Friends out there, if you would, show your appreciation for them and give them a round of applause for coming and sharing with us. Right. So as they make their way off the stage and we reset for our final service, final worship song, right? Yeah. Again, just thank you to all of our students. For those of you who don't know, they've been here like all morning in the first service, during Sunday school, and here as well. So they got a lot of church today. And so I'm grateful for each of you and for those who've served in a variety of ways. And parents and grandparents and supporters, thank you for entrusting your kids with this church and the ministry that happens together. And so we're just really, really grateful for that. And lastly, I do want to make sure that all of you are still vamping for time, aware. So next Sunday, come on back for our Blessing of the Backpacks and for our Promotion Sunday. We're also going to be rearranging some of the Sunday school classes, and so please be mindful in the voice and newsletter this week so that you know where the kids are going, where students are going, and where some of our adult classes. We are excited that people are returning and getting back into the rhythm of life, and so we're shuffling some of those classes around to help facilitate that. And so grateful for that. And lastly, if you don't have a group, like a Sunday school group, a Sunday school class or something, this is a great time of year to start again. So reach out to Katie, myself, look in the newsletter for those listing of classes coming up next Sunday, and consider diving back in or maybe starting for the very first time. So without any further ado, we're going to worship one last time together as a family of faith led by our wonderful worship band. Give them another round of applause for our youth worship team.
Will you all stand up and sing with us?
There's a grace when the heart is under fire. Space between where I used to be and this reckoning.
my friends Elijah is going to close us out today in worship. So will you receive this benediction?
May the Lord rest. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift you up on his court. Okay. Upon you and give you peace. And go in that peace to love and serve the world. Amen.
Amen. Go in peace, my friends.